You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Parliament has finally resumed the new year, and he's starting to act on criticisms that we talked about last week, because Bill Shorten, of course, had been saying, you know, the usual stuff for a Labour Party leader. He was accusing Turnbull of being out of touch and being tough on pensioners and soft on banks, etc. And so Malcolm Turnbull has come out in full force, which is unusual for him. It's obviously been getting under his skin. So he accused Shorten of gaining his position by networking with prominent business people. And he said that as a union leader, Shorten was obviously no stranger to meeting with big business leaders. And he then threw words like sycophant, hypocrite and parasite around, pretty much saying that Shorten is all talk in Parliament when he accuses Turnbull of being out of touch. But maybe the most interesting criticism was when Turnbull decided to go on and accuse Shorten of only wanting to be Prime Minister so that he could climb the social ladder and live in a taxpayer-funded mansion, which really doesn't seem like a smart move on Turnbull's part, because it basically just sounds like he's saying that the office of Prime Minister isn't for everyone to aspire to and that the people already at the top are the only ones that are acceptable. So the attack from the PM is a real change for him, really, and his party, the Liberal Party, was getting really excited about it, reportedly. There was a lot of cheering and fist-banging on his side of the room, which is very, very rare when Turnbull speaks. He's more of a, you know, quiet. He doesn't go on the attack in a loud way. He's more strategic about the way that he attacks people ordinarily. And the Labor Party, in response, is coining the attack the Know Your Place speech, which is probably a fair call for some of what he said.
Yeah, I have seen him speak a little bit, and he isn't that loud or aggressive with his attack, so I'll have to watch that. That's really interesting. The next story that we have is that Australia is pledging to ratify an international torture treaty.
Yeah, so this is maybe some good news on the horizon if we do implement it. So the federal government has announced it will ratify an international torture treaty called OPCAT to improve the oversight of Australia's prisons and detention centres. So OPCAT stands for the Optional Protocol to the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. So the Attorney General, George Brandis, has promised to ratify it by the end of the year. And we've been waiting a really long time for a pledge like this. We're behind, you know, a lot of other countries on this issue, including New Zealand. To my understanding, you guys ratified the treaty almost a decade ago now. and we basically have been calling for this after the Don Dale Youth Detention Centre story. I think that was the biggest catalyst for the decision. A lot of people were saying there are a lot of abuses in our prisons and detention centres that might have been prevented if this treaty, OPCAT, had already been implemented. And so it would mean that Australia's prisons and immigration detention centres would become monitored by a network of independent inspectors, which could include existing human rights bodies. So it's obviously a positive step and something to celebrate. But it's important to remember that we also have an offshore processing centre on Manus Island, and Papua New Guinea has not ratified the same treaty, so it wouldn't affect that centre that the Australian government has set up, and presumably any other future centres on countries where the treaty isn't in effect.
Right, and I think Manus Island is one of the centres where a lot of those human rights abuses have been reported as well, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. So you have to wonder, I mean, of course, this would be good for anything that happens on Australia itself, but, you know, is it a distraction from these constant human rights abuses that are coming out from places like Manus Island?
Yeah, absolutely. Even really the act of the detention centre seems a human rights abuse in itself, which is not nice, but this is a positive step, which is good. Lastly, much of Australia is experiencing a heat wave. It's so hot over there at the moment. How are you going?
I'm melting. No, I mean, it's all that anyone can talk about, really. You know, like, I think more so than the other stories I just mentioned, even though they're officially the biggest news of the day. A severe heat wave has been sweeping across, like, a lot of Australia, actually. And, you know, of course it's causing, you know, widespread blackouts. So there, some people have valid reasons to complain. Luckily, I haven't experienced a blackout because power has been deliberately cut in a lot of places as authorities impose what they call load shedding to deal with the high demand of power supplies, which is obviously caused by everyone having their air conditioning on, and more power shedding is expected to continue today. The temperature has been upwards of 40 degrees Celsius for a number of days in a lot of places. The regional areas, as usual, are bearing the brunt of it, the worst of it, with temperatures reaching about almost 50 degrees in a lot of places. But yeah, I mean, I think for most people, it's just kind of fun to complain about. There are a lot of memes around, a lot of social media posts, and I guess at least it shows that we're easily entertained over here.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper!